Zarisha Bradley from Nine News joins us in studio. Zarisha, another shark attack at Sid Harbour, this time a man in his 30s. What an absolute shock this is.
Yeah, that's right, Jono. A 33-year-old Victorian man who was holidaying with some friends at the time in the Whitsundays died yesterday after being mauled by a shark. It's the third shark attack in the Whitsundays in just 7 weeks. Emergency services are describing this one as the worst one yet. The man was viciously mauled on the thigh, calf and wrist around 5:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon after he was swimming on a private yacht. As you know, RACQ, CQ Rescue, was tasked to the scene. They landed on the sand and then a critical care paramedic was taken to the yacht by a small boat where he saw an absolutely horrific situation, he describes it as. He was suffering very serious bites, a significant blood loss and cardiac arrest. Luckily, he was already being treated by a Hamilton Island paramedic and two off-duty doctors, as well as a nurse that happened to be on a vessel nearby. He was resuscitated twice before being taken back to the shore, where he was then flown to the Mackay Base Hospital, landing around 8 p.m. last night in a critical condition. He was taken in for immediate surgery, but unfortunately he passed away in hospital.
It's an absolute shock. Of course, this is the, as you say, you know, the third shark attack which has happened in that exact area in the space of a couple of months. From the people that you've spoken to, are there many calls for another shark cull? Remember, that was a thing which happened, and that wasn't very popular,
was
it?
Six sharks got culled last time, is that correct?
How do people feel about that?
Well, as you know, it's, you know, very, very controversial. It's almost divided, the argument. But, you know, member for Whitsunday, Jason Costigan, he's very vocal about having a shark cull.
Is he?
There is a lot of people, you know, the public really wants some signs up and just more warnings not to swim there.
Do you think that'll make any difference? I wonder.
I don't know.
It's just a matter of opinion, isn't it? But
Still going to make up their own minds if they know about the signs or not. They see the signs.
Wouldn't be good for tourism, but you know, if it's going to save lives, is that the thing to do? I mean, is it, before the last couple of months, was it a bad area for shark attacks?
I don't know
that it was. I mean, maybe it's just one rogue shark, you know? Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, look, Zarisha, thank you so much for coming in and giving us the latest on that story. Shocking to hear and... we feel for the family of that victim. Thank you, Zarisha.
Thanks, guys.